Beaver Dams. When you come to this clearing, it can be fun to watch one of the three river beaver families living here at the Liepaja Reserve, where they've established their home in the water. Beavers have lived in the Narmanas Basin since time immemorial, but unfortunately, because of their smooth furs and their castor sacs, which were said to cure nearly all illnesses, these animals were hunted intensely. In the written sources, it is even said that Lithuania was the main supplier of beaver furs in Europe. Beaver hunting was restricted in the 15th century, and it was even forbidden for passers-by to visit the beaver dams. The dams were overseen by special beaver managers, and this role was passed down from generation to generation. Outdoor work could only be done no closer than a strong man could throw a stick from the dam. But despite these efforts at management and protection, these largest members of the rodent family in Lithuania were actually extinct at one time. We have the naturalist, Tadas Ivanauskas, to thank for his help in returning beavers to Lithuania. Nowadays, beavers are free children of nature who use the various tools they find on the riverbank to build the dams that are needed by the entire forest. The beavers are great at this job. They choose calm bodies of water and use gnawed pieces of wood, branches, mud and water plants to build these small homes that house their large beaver families. Beavers are monogamous, so the homes they build will house generations of beavers, including the father, the mother, their children and their children's families. Beavers aren't just diligent workers, they're smart too. They use old trees to build their dams and young ones for food. Beavers build the entrances to their dams underwater to protect themselves from unwanted visitors. To use those entrances, the beavers even employ something like swimming goggles. They have a second pair of clear eyelids that help them see underwater. Beavers can also hold their breath for up to 15 minutes.
It's only thanks to the pools they flood that certain fish, insects, birds, and amphibians can breed in the rivers. If it were not for these large rodents, we wouldn't be able to enjoy the heartfelt songs of swans, as they prefer nesting near beaver dams. As we watch the beavers go about their lives on a warm afternoon, the words from a poem by Vainas Bakas come to mind. I write, time goes on. But the river flows slowly. The beavers build their dams, but that doesn't stop time. The river banks grow red from the sunset like a pair of cheeks, where we sat in our childhood with our feet dipped in the water.